All right. Thank you all for coming out to the 100th episode of the Danny Brown Show. Before we get started, we're going to show a quick video. 2 years ago, we shot a test episode that we have never aired, and we thought it'd be fun to show some highlights from that tonight. We will start the show shortly after that, so thank you.
So, I mean, we don't have an intro yet, but you want to just start this like it's a regular show?
Yeah, that's cool. I will tell you, one of my favorite shows on YouTube, it's actually an ongoing show, it's called Mace Wars.
Mace Wars?
You got these live streamers that just walk around LA and they just mace each other. Yeah. Watching Cyrax, that's been pretty much my main guy right there. Yeah, there we go.
Holy shit, man. This guy looks rough. I'm following
him. He's great, look.
Yo, what are you watching, dog?
As you guys can see, I definitely have a lot of hobbies.
A lot of hobbies.
We barbecue. Well, I burnt up every goddamn thing. I ain't barbecue shit. I just fucked up the ribs. You know what I'm saying? Invited everybody over to fucking burn the ribs. That's only me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm so mad at myself.
Did you guys eat them anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, white people just was being nice. If my niggas was in there, they'd be like, man, you fucked up the ribs, you know what I'm saying?
Have you tried that Delta 8 out here?
That seemed like some crackhead shit to me.
Yeah, right?
I just don't got the heart to be just sitting there like, let me get that OG Kush Delta 8 from out the liquor store. I know that got to be fucked up. Now you talk to a nigga, you smoke that shit, he be having system error drops and everything, man. Like, what the fuck?
Danny, what's some weird white people shit you've seen lately?
The casserole game.
The casserole game.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
cause
that.
I went over there and it was a casserole buffet. It was like every type of casserole you can think of: tuna casserole, chicken casserole, green bean casserole, spinach casserole.
Black people don't fuck with casseroles.
Not that I know of. I ain't never pulled up to no function, to no Thanksgiving function, and it was casseroles everywhere. Like the other day, my girl made some lasagna. But for some reason, she put carrots in this shit. I could just feel her staring at me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm taking a bite, and she's just looking at me. And I'm just trying my best to, like, just keep a straight face and be like, but then I couldn't help it. I'm like, you put carrots in this shit? My name is Julia from Michigan. Hey, shots out Michigan. But been living in Montana. Wow, how does that happen? That just seems like a real lawless type of place to just escape to. Yeah, tuna mac's amazing, but I just ate that so much in jail that now I'm being in a free world. It's like, man, what am I doing? I can't be eating tuna mac out here, man. I just feel like I'm gonna catch a case. Like when I was locked up, they like, if you don't never want to come back, it's just two things you gotta do. Never eat tuna mac and stay in the house at the 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying?
Danny, what are your new songs you're working on?
Yeah, the new songs I've been recording for the album. It was definitely needed, I would say. I feel like this album was getting a little too sad. So I'm able to put some color into it now, which is gonna be cool, you know what I'm saying? So the other night I was on Twitch and then beautiful, wonderful Adriana Chechik was on there and it was one of the best streams I ever seen in my life, so I wanna shout her out. You know. Oh shit, that's the wrong one. I'm living a great life. Love you guys, peace, have a good one.
All right, are you guys ready to get the show started? All right, ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, dog? Welcome to the Danny Brown Show here in beautiful Austin, Texas. We got the creek in the cave. I always say it wrong. Is the cave in the creek? The creek in the cave?
Creek in the cave.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love you guys. Thanks for having us. I got my boy right here, Hannibal Burris.
What's happening, y'all? Hey. Yeah, man.
Thank you for pulling up, man. How was it getting in here?
For sure. It was smooth, man. It was smooth. I flew in last night.
Oh, okay.
Flew in last night. Got in at midnight. Didn't even go out. Went to bed. I'm getting old, man. I'm a professional now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just, you know, I like a good matinee. Thank y'all for coming through last minute. I like a good 2 p.m. show, man. People can go do other stuff if they want. They can call it a day if they get too high or drunk here. They can just say I'm done. They can go to some shit at 7 o'clock or whatever. They can watch 4 shows here at the Creek and whatever's going on. They can do whatever, man. This shit is great.
I mean, starting off, you know, 2 p.m., man, getting day drunk. It's a good Saturday today. You know, yeah. The weather's been nice. You know, it's been warming up here in Texas, man. I've been here for almost 3 years now. And, I mean, at first it was hard. I will say, at first it was hard getting used to this weather. I mean, coming from Detroit, obviously, you know, it's cold as fuck there now. I'm here, but I didn't know, man, that it got so hot that it can burn a black man, you know?
Yeah.
I would go out, like, for my morning jogs and shit. It's already, like, 90 fucking degrees, not wearing no fucking, you know, wearing a tank top or some shit. I come back, I'm like, fuck, I'm burnt. I didn't even know niggas had to wear suntan.
We supposed to. We supposed to wear it, but I never wore it, so I'ma just deal with the consequences. But I never see an old, wrinkly, like, you know, sometimes you see old white folks and you're like, you should have wore it.
Oh, yeah, like in Florida. You go in Florida, the motherfuckers just be like, all this like orange, just like burnt, and it just shit just look like they've been fucking getting, they came out the air fryer or some shit. But yeah, this is the 100th episode, man. I'm so grateful to be doing this.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, man. You know, with the Danny Brown Show, you have seen my ups and I had some downs, you know. I used to be showing up getting drunk as fuck, just getting up there talking shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it really did help me to be like, oh, nigga, you need some help. Because
doing the podcast.
Yeah, because I got to see myself back, and I'll be like, oh, shit. And you know how many times I've done the fucking show, and I've said some crazy shit? Now I don't even know. I just be drunk. I come back blacked out, go to sleep and shit. Next Tuesday, that fucking chicken, like, I said that, and just feel so fucking embarrassed and shit, man. Then it was like, oh, nigga, you need some help. And then just seeing yourself back drunk and shit, it's never cool.
It's not, dog.
You feel cool when you're doing it. You're like, yeah, I'm the motherfucking man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, it's tough, man, because I had, you know, I got arrested. It was a bullshit arrest, but I was faded. And then it was the body cam footage.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that shit. So what was that night like? What happened?
What happened? So it was Miami. It was Art Basel.
Yeah.
And I was solo. I was kind of faded. I see a police officer. My phone is dead, so I walk up to the cop. I say, hey, call me an Uber. I'll give you $20.
No way. No, you didn't, man.
Yeah, I said, call me an Uber. I'll give you $20. He said, nah. And I guess he a Lyft guy. Whatever it is, it's fine. So I walk off, and then I look back, and the cop, his girl's coming out the club, and he kissing girls, and she was hella unprofessional. So I'm just talking shit. I say, hey, you out here kissing motherfuckers? You can't call me an Uber? And we started talking back and forth. Fuck you, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And so then he tell me to leave, and then I go into the bar, like around the corner, and he follows me into the bar.
Oh, shit.
Cause I was going there to charge my phone. He follows me into the bar. You can't be in here. Like, where do you, you just told me to leave and I left. Now you just, I didn't know it was a multiple choice on where I could go. You left it open-ended on where I could go. And so then he tells me to leave the bar. And so now I'm mad at it. So he following me out of the bar and I'm walking back. And that's when he started the footage. He don't start the footage of like, I'm about to follow this motherfucker even though this confrontation is over. He started, like, he following me, and I'm walking backwards, and I started talking, he's like, I started talking to the camera. That's what really got me arrested. As I started playing the camera instead of him, I was like, yo, what's up? It's me, Hannibal Buress. This cop, stupid as fuck. He was like, it's not a crime, but it did annoy him. And he said, put your hands behind your back. And I said, what am I arrested for? He was like, don't worry about it. Put your hands behind your back. And so, but then I was snapping out. So I was like, so seeing myself in that, I was like, oh, that was, yeah. I was pretty faded. Even the whole shit was avoidable. Case got dropped, but it was like, oh, I don't like that. That was, I was kind of, I wish I had like 6 less drinks.
Hanging that fucking Art Basel, man. That's one thing about Hannibal. I'd say we met maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think 2013-ish or something like that.
I think we met at, was it Bonnaroo? It was some festival.
I don't even know.
But Hannibal, that's why this is my boy right here, man. We've been hanging ever since, man. But I, first time I met him, I was like a super fan out already. I probably was drunk as hell, getting on his nerve. But I would have shows and shit, you know, just periodically or whatever. And Hannibal would always just pop up. He'd be in the dressing room before me. I'd be like, motherfucker, you here? And then we'd just always go party and shit, man. So this has been my boy. So I'm so happy to have him here, man, doing this with me, man. I couldn't ask for a better fucking... You co-hosting today. This ain't even no guest.
I'm down. For sure,
you know,
man.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up here, man. I'm just...
You got this shit, man. It's just, you do the stuff, and then you say some stuff, and then ba-da-da-ba, everybody go.
I know, it's the craziest shit. Like,
say the stuff, ba-da-ba, have fun, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
That's why I respect comedians so much, because, you know, doing music, you know, you get on stage, you got music and shit. You just hit some dance moves and shit, crowd goes wild. Yeah. You're doing comedy. It's just like you on stage, you just got a mic, and it's like, oh shit, you got to figure this shit out. And when you're bombing, that's just like the worst shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just hear a fucking pin drop, like now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on, you know? You just got to get in that fight or flight mode, man.
Yeah, that's why I don't like doing comedy as much. I still will do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy doing music more, just because even if sometimes crowd members start talking too much, and I just be like, drop the beat.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think of nothing clever to say to you. Just play the drums on this bitch.
Yeah. So yeah, man, you've been getting into the music shit heavy, man. Been dropping some crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the difference, you would say? Like, what is the real main difference between comedy and rap? Like,
On which side? Because it's the creation side and there's the live side.
That's the funner side to me. Like, being able just to be in the studio and, you know, you make some crazy shit and you be like, oh, this is shit.
Yeah.
It's about to kill them. You know, I love that part of creation more. And then when you finally on stage with it and they going crazy for the shit, you're like, oh, shit, I was right. You know, it make you feel like, you know, that's the payoff for the whole shit. With comedy, it's like you come up with a joke and shit and you go out there and you're like, oh, maybe this shit wasn't that funny, you know?
Yeah. I think as far as the creation of it, the thing with music is, you're able to enjoy your own stuff for a while and just kind of, you can make it for yourself, where comedy is more audience-centric. And you can enjoy yourself on stage, but maybe if you know, when you're developing a joke, those first few times where you're getting it to where it is, man, and then it's fun. But then if you're touring it, you can kind of get stale with it. But music, just when you make a song you're really excited about it, you play that shit 100 times, and you can really enjoy. But I don't enjoy my stand up in the same way. I'm not watching it over and over. Maybe a riff moment, but if it was off the cuff, and I enjoy it. But the music, if it's catchy, you can really live in it in a different way.
Like, I never
bump my stand up in the car.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be super weird. You know, you hang out with a comedian or something, you just throw his joke on, like, watch this bit right here.
Yeah,
this shit crazy, son. I'd be like, nigga, you a fucking weirdo, man. But so do you think that, you know, since you've been, you know, writing jokes and being good at comedy, do you think it made writing raps that much more easier?
I think it definitely makes the writing, it makes it easier. I think it, as far as just having point of view and having things be interesting, because I've already done it. That's the thing, too. I've worked without beats before, so then it's just really, you know, when I do have great production, it's just about doing justice to it, you know what I mean, and making sure that I'm saying some shit that's worthy of a dope beat. And so, I've been having a lot of fun with it, man. I think, too, because I've been adjacent to it since the beginning of my career. I hosted a lot of music events or was in people's videos or did skits or made, you know, fun songs. And so now to really be in it in a different way, it's been cool. And now that I've, you know, been doing both, they help each other. On the performance side, just because the music, if people don't know the songs, you kind of have to really, really sell them, like sell each moment, you know what I mean, and just be more expressive. So they both kind of really have been helping each other. And when I do the shows with both, it's been cool. Sometimes, though, some motherfuckers, I'll book it as a Hannibal SU Tunes show, and then I'll do the stand-up first, and then the band will pop out, and then sometime motherfuckers be leaving during the music shit. I got a whole band up here, goddammit, y'all. Y'all bouncing, what the fuck, I got a whole... But then I feel weird if I did the music first and then did the stand-up, because energetically, so I've been, you know... Now I'm holding off on doing some music sets before I'm really gonna get shit popping and drop more visuals and get an energy around it. But it's been real cool, man, because I've been wanting to do it for a minute, and now it's kind of getting a good feel for it. It's coming together, and I like the communal aspect of it, of you know, being in the studio or working with the band, and mm-hmm. not just being lone wolf, just talking shit by myself, and the collaboration has been dope. So it's been a real cool time.
Hell yeah, man! I'm happy to have you, brother. It's been fun working with your ass, man. All right, yeah. We'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys. We got some videos.
Sure do.
Ask Danny.
Hi, Danny. I have a question for you. Our Toto washlet is broken right now. So these days, I've been taking a shit and then going straight into the shower right after. Is that totally disgusting, or is that something you would do?
Yeah, Danny. Congrats on your 100th episode. Is that the most vile thing you've ever heard? We're talking about no wiping, just shit. Walk over into the shower. Do you think that's normal or not disgusting? Thanks.
That's some white people shit. I mean, no. I would think that's the most hygienic way to go about it. You know,
I think it's, yeah. You know, if you got, especially if you got great water pressure. And the shit isn't transparent, so it's really easy to track if you got it all down. Like, all the shit is gone, and then you keep, you know, rinsing, and you're like, okay, no more shit-colored water. I'm clean.
I'm a clean. Do wipes kind of guy. You know, I got to get the wipes done, man. I can't really... Yeah. It's they get real messy back there, man. I mean, because toilet paper is nasty when you really think about it, man.
It's wrong. It's
smashing shit up your ass. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bad solution with great marketing.
You just be in that situation where you just keep wiping and wiping and wiping. You're like, damn, nigga, you ain't done yet. And just keep going and going and going. Nah. So
yeah.
Ever since I've been on the Dude Wipes train, not sponsored, by the way, man, but I would love to holler at the Dude Wipes guys, man, because I really, they starting to make great, like, they making different flavors of them motherfuckers. I don't know if you call them flavors. Yeah, you know, they got like a tea tree aloe, you know? You know, a spearmint, you know, peppermint smell, you know, keep that booty tingly.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boosts, and so much more. You know it's nothing more than I love than watching the NBA, having all my homies over, having a great time. Who doesn't love basketball, man? I'm a huge Piston fan, man, so I like to root for my boys even when I'm not being able to watch them. Rooting for my favorite players and everything, man. There's nothing better, man, than have a great time with my friends, man, and root for my favorite players. Being able to make some money while doing it, so why not? Go ahead, download DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DANNYB. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DANNYB. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in instant bonus bets instantly. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DANNYB. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Congrats on 100th episode, Danny.
Hey, Danny, congrats on 100th episode. My question is, if you had to make a rap song with one person from YMH, who would it be?
God damn, none of you motherfuckers. Think about it. Because I don't think it would work out. But I guess if anybody, it would probably be Christina, because she's done it before. The main mommy has already had, you know, she already had some, she did a nice little song with Creation. So I think probably her.
Oh, she got a track with Creation?
Yeah, it was dope. It was fun.
Okay.
It was for the mommy.
What about Dr. Drew? That'd be good balance.
I mean, I would...
Dr. Drew, I just wouldn't want to do the video with his ass. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it's one thing. I really feel like Dr. Drew would be like one of those, you know, those white rappers that just rap fast as hell like Eminem and don't be saying shit. Like Dr. Drew busts out the white man flow on you like, ugh, like, just go Tom McDonald on you and start talking about vaccines and shit, man. I ain't got time for that, man. I'm trying to stay politically free with my music, you know? But yeah, man, is there anybody you want to work with?
Who I want to work with?
Not the mommies. I'm just saying in general, like music-wise.
Stevie Wonder.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, that's just too... Yeah, that would be crazy.
Stevie Wonder ain't fucking with nobody right now. He mad motherfuckers keep saying he can see and shit. He like, motherfucker, I done built this brand for this long for you motherfuckers to try to come with these theories. Wouldn't that be some crazy shit if that motherfucker just actually just pulled his glasses up and you just see, like, some beautiful eyes and shit? Like...
I think, man, you know what, like, I don't want to be blind, but if I think it's definitely some benefits to it, because you can't get manipulated by somebody, like, having a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Like, how's your spirit, though? I don't care about your car. Do you stink? That's all?
Yeah.
If you stink, I don't want to be around you. If your voice sound weird, I don't want to be around you. If you speak in a weird, fidgety cadence, I don't want to be around you. Like, he's not manipulated by the eye, like, just different things. Oh, okay, he's not, you know, you ain't got to worry about having, he ain't going to roast your haircut or nothing. He's just like, your voice sound weird today.
I remember one time when I was, like, trying to, like, go around and, you know, early rap days and shit, and I was just, like, trying to figure it out. And I ended up meeting these guys that was in L.A., and they were actually Stevie Wonder nephews.
Okay.
And I went out to L.A., you know, they had, like, a studio and shit. And they was staying at, like, one of his old houses or some shit. It was, like, an old-ass Rolls Royce in the fucking garage and shit. And then I had never been in, like, a mansion before. Like, it was a crazy-ass, big-ass house. And I went in there and shit. And this motherfucker was trash everywhere. It was fucking disgusting. It was just, like, they was just really taking advantage of him type shit. It was just all fucked up. And I was like, if Stevie was around to see this shit, it would... He would put you motherfuckers out right now. Like, I can't believe y'all doing this to my boy like this, man.
See, yeah, that's nice to not be bothered by that shit. Like, you know?
It was
like
bad.
Only time you know something messy if somebody tripped over something. Like, did you just fall? It's messy in here. Motherfuckers.
No, I was fucked up.
You
could just tell that they was really just like neglecting the property type shit. Like, that's why I never want to be like so fucking rich where you can have your fucking nephews fucking trashing one of your old mansions and shit. Like, and you don't know nothing about it. You're like, I think the house cool. You know what I'm saying? They over there holding it down. Grass wasn't cut. Windows was dirty as fuck. I'm like, we supposed to record in here? You know?
Damn, so that sound like my family. I got that exact situation with one of my places. They live next to it. They ain't cut the... Eh, whatever, man. Yeah. It's not about that. It's not what we're here for.
All right. We're gonna jump into some audience questions, man. Anybody in the audience got a question, man? Come on, motherfuckers, don't get shy. Help me out.
right here. Like,
we're sending
the mic
up.
We're going to bring the mic.
Hey, how do you feel about Red Bar making the block hot to where Steve-O had to apologize for you on that video game shit?
Who's Red Bar?
Never mind. Red Bar's watching.
I mean, Steve-O... you know, just being a fan of Jackass and shit, you know, and just, you know, it was great to have him come through and kick it with me, whatever. But yeah, he's been a bit of an asshole. But I don't know, you know, when you when you're doing this podcast shit, man, sometimes, you know, especially when he was running around doing the rounds and you're doing so many fucking podcasts and shit, you know, sometimes you just be a little aggy, man. He might be like one of those dry drunks, you know. Maybe that might be his defense mechanism, you know. He like, I'm just be a dick to people and apologize after. You don't want to whoop Steve-O ass. You know he can take the pain. So it's like, it ain't no use of me to try to fucking fuck him up or nothing.
Nah, man, Steve-O should have known you rapped, man. That was a weird clip where he was like, what do you do on stage?
Yeah.
I was like, what? You could have just looked at, real quick. That's not even, you ain't even got to, you could just Google. You don't even have to click nothing to find that out. That's just surface level. If you just search and you're like, okay, he raps. All right, I'm about to step in here.
That was fucking crazy, him not knowing that you rap.
Yeah. Come on, he was like, okay, this guy raps. He didn't have to listen to no songs to like, that's 0.3 seconds of research.
So I wouldn't think Steve-O listened to my music or nothing like that.
He don't have to listen. I don't listen to Liz Phair.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
But I know she make music.
The crazy shit about Steve-O when he got butt naked and went up on stage with Wu-Tang. And then Raekwon pulled his ass back out like, apologize to the family. So he's been through a lot, man. Like, I remember that fucking Steve-O documentary. He was fucking huffing and fucking doing all type of fucking crazy shit, man. So he's been through a lot, man. I really wanted to talk to him because, you know me, I'm almost a year sober now. So just to see somebody that's been, you know, he's been holding it down, you know? I really wanted to talk to him about that shit, but I see I couldn't get nowhere with him.
Does your sobriety include or exclude whippets?
I never really was a big whippet fan, man. Like, I like the hard shit. That was like some, you know, that was like some teenage shit to me, man. You just woom, 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 just get that little feeling and shit. So I never, it's one of those things, if I'm somewhere and they got them, you know, I do them, but that's nothing I never seeked out, you know?
Yeah. Black folks in London is in the whippets.
Yeah. I remember I was just there. I mean, I think they cracking down on it kind of hard, but I, you know, just walking around through Shoreditch and shit, it was just whippet fucking carts just every fucking where on the street. Like, it was crazy.
But I guess whippets, then I looked it up, whippets is not even that bad for you. As far as if meth is 10, whippets is like 1.8. It's not too crazy.
Wouldn't I give you like some type of like brain something like, cause I've been around motherfuckers doing whippets and shit.
Do your own research also. You know, I did mine and it didn't seem that bad, but also don't do whippets cause of this. Do your own research and decide. I'm just a guy.
Cause you ever been around somebody that like do a shit ton of whippets and they just go into like a slow mode? You know, that part is scary. They be like, yeah, we kicking it with roll, 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 roll. You're like, damn, nigga, anything that make me do that, I don't wanna be involved.
I'm trying to remember my whippet when I was like 18 or something. Damn, that was 23 years ago.
Whippets is like real shit. Juggalo gathering fest to me type shit, you know? Yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, woo woo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's never really been my thing, man. I don't know. So you like whippets?
It's not a part of my life like that, but if somebody asked me later, I would be like, no, I walk away, and then be like, in a little bit.
It's also like one of those things, like if you drunk, you'll do anything kind of shit, so it's like, let me try it out. But yeah, I've been around people, they be having the motherfucking tanks and shit, you know, and they want to hit that shit. Ain't that like a big, what is that one band that go everywhere, motherfuckers travel with tanks and shit? Fish, yeah, the fish motherfuckers, man.
They travel with tanks of.
No, it's like a selling hub for them. Like motherfuckers that really, you know, deal in that world. Mm. They just travel to fish. I seen a documentary, so don't quote me on it. But they travel with their tanks to every fish concert, and they be having the tanks in the parking lot. Like, yo, balloons on sale. Like we got them on. Let's imagine being one of them niggas that sell balloons and shit. Like you want to whip it, like, you know, it ain't like selling crack or weed. Like, you out here selling whippets, man. That clientele is way different, man. Like, motherfuckers with JNCOs on and shit, you know? Like, anytime you dealing with motherfuckers like that, it's going to get a little sketchy, man. Imagine a motherfucker robbing you for your tank. Like, pull up on you with a machete or some shit. Run your whippets, fool. Like, goddamn, man. That shit is horrifying, man.
And then they just walk away slow.
Yeah,
that shit
walk away
as fuck.
Holding the tank like.
Looking back, don't do shit. You're just gone. It's over with. It's over with.
This is not something I'm trying to get involved in. We got another question.
Just being terminally online and being on your computer too much.
Wait, what did he ask?
How the YouTube algorithm works, you fucking, he asked, how did I get into low-cal shit? Now, we can keep it over here to get him next, and we'll just, being on the computer.
Wait, what is low-cal?
It's pretty much a crazy motherfucker that lives their life online, and they do fucked up shit, and we just watch them, man. It's just, It's we love it, man. To be honest, I've been right now. I've been more on King Cobra ever since he finally ended his dry spell. And it's been a wild ride. I've been watching King Cobra for about 4 years, I want to say, but I think it was more so just being a drunk piece of shit and then watching you two and be like, I ain't this fucked up though, you know, make you try to feel better for yourself and shit. But I try to. The thing about it is, I know it's bad, and I try to stay away from it and be like, I'm chilling. I ain't gonna watch that shit. But it pulls me back every fucking time. Whether it's cyber, but yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I used to be all in the chat and shit. I used to really be involved in shit.
Used to be like, say, here's $20, do this shit.
Trolling him up. I never. I have probably pitched in and sent King Cobra some liquor before, but.
What ideas have you had them do on the live shit? Because that's what they, hey, here's $20, go do this shit. Have you?
The craziest one I would say that I was involved in was when Cyrax tried to disappear from the internet. And we all hate when Cyrax is gone, so we missed him so much. And we just was like, let's just say Cyrax died, because we had a Discord and we would. So we just started making like rest in peace tributes to Cyrax and. Everybody be online and be like, oh, rest in peace, Cyrax, man. Gone but not forgotten. He was such a great guy and talking shit about it. Then next thing you know, he popped back up, was like, I'm not dead, you motherfuckers. Stop saying that. I'm not dead. I'm back. I'm here. And then somebody just decided to be like, no, that's not the real Cyrax. That's an AI. We can't believe they have AI-generated Cyrax. And then we went on with that for like a week. It was so fucking funny, man. It was great, man. All right, next question.
Hearing you talk about that corner of the internet make me feel like...
You've been over my house and watched me.
I know,
I showed you
this
shit.
But even still, it's like, it's so foreign to me. I feel like my dad when you talk.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Okay, Cyrax. I'm not... Cyrax, okay, Cyrax. Write that down.
I'm not proud of it. I will say I'm not proud of it, but hey.
Have you ever thought about hosting your own fashion show?
No, I don't. I mean, fashion is just like, you know, I like clothes and I like to wear clothes because you have to. You can't walk around butt ass naked. But
well, why not? You're always stunting on Instagram, bro. I see your posts.
I mean, but I feel like just being that's like a snob thing. Like I dress so good, I can show you other motherfuckers that can dress. You know, I just don't really got that much confidence in it. You know, I just like to wear what I like and shit like that. But no, man, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that. That's And, I'm not that cool.
Congratulations on 1 year of sobriety, man. I know.
Thank you. It's not a year yet. It'll be a year in April. You know, the clock is ticking. I hate to say it, you know, but it works. You know, take one day at a time. It's been harder days. It's been, you know, some easy days. But you know, I'm still here, man. You know.
Hell yeah.
And you've seen me, Hannibal. You've seen me. I'm pretty fucked up a lot of times, man. It used to be so funny. I have this one song called Attack. And every time I would play it, I would be drunk because it'd be the last song. And I wouldn't know not one word from the motherfucker. And you know, if you rap like me, you kind of could get away with it because I'd just be up there like, just saying random shit. And every time I get on stage at Hannibal, I'd be like, man, what the fuck, man? You don't know the lyrics? You don't know the...
I'd be like, pissed off when you fuck up Attack. I'd be like, no. I'd be like, we're laughing at it. I'd be like, no. You need some help? Goddamn it, I know it.
I do, man, I do. I actually have a tour coming up soon, man, so please. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you know, I would love for you guys to come out and see me rap. It's fun, you know, yeah. I'll be there, you know, trying to hold it down, you know what I'm saying? So do you think like, you know, you dabbling, you fucking around with this rap shit, man. Mm-hmm. Do you ever just get like, man, I want to get to the point where I'm doing it full-fledged and like, fuck comedy? Or is it always just 50-50?
Oh, no, 100%. As soon as one of these tracks pop off, I'm canceling all my comedy dates, dog. It's like, yeah, nah, I'll do it for fun, or you know what I mean? But I don't see myself really gigging. Like I did in, you know, 2015, 16. I don't see that again, but I got 3 shows this month, that type of thing. But I don't see myself really, not new. I'll do great banter at my music shows.
Yeah, definitely.
My in-between shit's gonna be really high level.
God damn it.
But yeah, I enjoy it. It's just more fun. The shows are more fun, and the level of preparation you could do, and the visual aspect and the light. Like, I like that part of it. And my comedy shows always incorporated that too, with the visuals and the sound and DJ. It was, moving towards that, but it's just, I enjoy it more. I've been doing stand-up since I was 19, man. Mm-hmm. So 41, so it's just mixing it up and shifting, dog. It's been cool, man. It's been a cool time.
And these motherfuckers are always trying to tell me, you need to do comedy. You need to do comedy. I'm like, man, Hannibal, one of my closest friends. This motherfucker don't want to do it no more. Why the fuck would I try to? Like, y'all got me fucked up. I'm seeing the signs, you know?
Yeah. But if it's something new, that's why. The reason I didn't, it was the break in pandemic and then trying to get back out into doing shows. And I think just that part of it was, just felt so weird of it. Going just from after, especially after working on music and being able to do your own shit and figure out ideas without the audience being there, just it really was intimidating after a while. But now I'm my comedy show's in a good place, the music show is growing. I'm feeling dope as a performer, feeling in a good space. But they both help each other, man. But that shit is. It's a whole different thing, man. Like the music, you can really prep it to a way where the stand up, you could do a bit in the first show and then late show. Mm-hmm. That shit is just not going. And you're like, what is going on? This shit just worked in the same room. And they're like, not with us. You stuttered. You didn't segue it right. You didn't believe in it. I don't know. We didn't hear you. That lady was saying something behind me. I don't know what's going on. It's all these different factors that can affect how the comedy going, but I'm happy for the time and all of that, but I enjoy all right. Music more.
Spin the motherfucking wheel. Thailand. You a traveling motherfucker? You ever been to Thailand?
I have.
What is it like out there? It just seems like it stinks or something, man.
Bangkok stinks, like, because of the hell of pollution. But I went out there in 2018, actually, and I trained Muay Thai. I went out there because Tag had just came out, and I didn't want to be in America during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So when Tag premiered, I went to the premiere, did my contractual shit. I said, let me get the fuck out of the country, let this shit die down or whatever. I don't want to be out in these streets while Tag is fresh. I didn't like the movie that much. But which is weird because it's some people's favorite movie.
Yeah, no, Tag was dope to me. I know what you're talking about. Man. I like that shit.
I think it might have just been like my view on it is based on my mental space during the creation of it is part of it. I don't think I was in the greatest spot, but it's weird when people come up, hey man, I loved you in Tag, and I had to make that split second decision to whether say thank you, appreciate you, have a good one, or to say I hated that, you need better taste than because it depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm like thank you, and sometimes I say you need better taste than movies. It just depends. I'm a wild card. But I went out to Phuket and I trained Muay Thai, and that was dope because it was like I stayed at a camp and just woke up and did that shit twice a day. Sometimes went over to Chiang Mai, did the same thing. So it was dope to just focus on that shit. And I went and watched a bunch of fights, which was dope and also weird because the undercard would be 6-year-olds fighting.
Yeah. Now them little motherfuckers be going hard.
And you're like, damn, they out here for real. And then they just be sitting watching the other fights. It was a good time, man. Food was cheap. It was a dope time over there. Yeah.
That is funny shit about Tag though, cause I remember we did something in somewhere in Texas. Was it in Texas? And we was leaving from it, and it was a Sonic with a fucking volleyball.
Oh yeah,
they was playing volleyball at the Sonic. I ain't never seen no shit like that. I'm like, only in Texas.
Yeah.
And then Hannibal was like, "Fuck it, man! I'm about to get out and play volleyball with these motherfuckers." I'm looking at him like, what the fuck? You know, I was drinking, dude. I'm kind of tipsy. I'm like, what? Why are you about to do that?
He's
like,
yeah.
He's like, sometimes you got to do shit for the story. I'm like, all right. So this one, it was like a beach volleyball setup.
Who knew at Sonic, Sonic had beach volleyball?
Yeah, that was crazy.
All right, yeah, we got next game.
This motherfucker, there's like a whole bunch of college kids and shit. They all playing volleyball. Hannibal comes out. He jumps in the mix like, yo, I got next. And everybody's just like, it's the guy from Tag. It's the guy from Tag. I forgot all about Tag and shit. I'm like, oh, shit. But then they started calling motherfuckers. More motherfuckers started showing up and shit. Like, oh, shit. It was like, it was almost like the illest volleyball nigga at the Sonic had to pull up. He like, hold up, Hannibal up there playing? I'm on my way.
Go, 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 go.
One
more, go, go, go.
It's in. It's in.
This nigga show up, like, oh, next thing I know, he played, like, 10 games straight. I was like, man, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
That shit was fun, man. Like, who knew Sonic had beach volleyball? They need to do that at more of the places, dog.
I couldn't believe it, man.
I was shocked. I was like, is this connected to the Sonic, or is this a separate? No, it's Sonic beach volleyball. It was fun out there. I forgot what college that was we were doing, but yeah, that was a good time, man.
No, that shit was crazy, man. Who would ever think?
I was cooking their ass in volleyball, too, if I remember right.
Oh, you was?
Yeah, I was getting them.
That shit turned to like a 90s movie or something. Like, I felt like, highway to the danger zone. This nigga spiking motherfucking kids and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Get me the fuck out of here, man.
All right, man.
I'll be safe.
And I think we left and went to Whataburger or some shit. I'm like, man, that was crazy, man. He's like, yeah, man, you just got to do shit sometimes. I'm like, not volleyball at the Sonic, though.
Volleyball at the Sonic, you got to do it. Because that's the thing. I ain't never been back to that town. And that's I probably won't go back. It's a college town. I've aged out of that shit. So, yeah, man, you got to play volleyball. That's my lesson for you today. If you're a fucking Sonic, they got volleyball, you gotta get a game in real quick.
But you could tell that was like they hang out. Like, motherfuckers just go up there on a Friday night, get a cherry aids, do some spikes and shit. Like,
that shit was dope, man.
When that's the fucking only entertainment you got in town, this motherfucker is fucked up, man.
Dog, I was after that shit, I was researching. I was like, why aren't the other Sonics doing this? Yeah. I hit up the...
The Sonic is pretty. It's not the best fast food, man.
I hit up the CEO on LinkedIn. I said, hey, man, y'all got something dope here. You need to expand on it. You need more volleyball at your restaurant so people can work off the terrible food.
All right, we're jumping to some music questions, man. So what's your top five favorite artists, groups, bands?
Top five favorite artists.
I know it's always hard just to narrow it down to five.
No, Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah, Chicago.
Fonte from Lil Brother. Mm-hmm. Fonte is a dope artist. That's it. You just get two. No.
Fonte and Lupe?
And let me think. Who's my other? What am I? It's got quieter than I like in there, but they just listening and shit. You know what I mean? That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be quiet.
You got Fonte and Lupe. That's who you got. All right. So, what song you want played at your funeral?
I'm on the highway to hell. Highway to hell. Dum, dum.
You really think you're going to hell?
Nah, I don't believe in hell.
So you don't believe in none of that shit? Like?
I want a medley played. I don't want just one song. I want like...
I don't think I want no music. Y'all motherfuckers just sit there in silence. Like, just think about a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Play the I Had a Dream speech or some shit, you know? Like, don't play no fucking music.
Play the Michael Jordan goddamn Hall of Fame speech. Yo, I was just at my uncle's funeral, man, in Chicago. And it was weird at the end. The lady who owned the funeral home kind of got up after people did their eulogies and speeches. And she said, all right, everybody, you know, everybody view the body and then, you know, head to your cars. And it was the way she said it. She basically at the funeral gave a, y'all ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here speech. And I think it was a better way to say it. Because first of all, we all dipping. Y'all ain't even got no water in this bitch. We not about to just hang out with a dead body for an hour. And so it was just weird how she said it. My cousin was like, I've been kicked out of better funeral homes.
Funerals is always tricky for me. I can't really do the funeral thing, man. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I'm an emotional person. And then the last thing I want to do is, you know, visualize a person dead. That's the last time you saw him. You know, you just think about that nigga and be like, oh, I saw him dead. You know, so I try not to go. I mean, and sometimes, you know, my mama make me go to some shit. Like, you going to this funeral?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I ain't really trying to pull up though, you know.
I know it's not popping, man. This shit is not the vibe. But but it was just I didn't want to you be in there for people. But then I did get sad by osmosis and shit, because everybody else was like, damn, I ain't never seen them like this. But it was, you know, you could be there for people, be present. I was just, you know, I tried to make it. I was just saying all types of shit just to try to distract folks before it. I was like, I got dime bags for sale. Just try to throw them. Just saying anything just to distract from the death. Like, who got the lean? And I was saying, what's up? Ain't no hoes in here. What's going on? Like, I was just saying all types of shit. I was like, distract. Like, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's a tough room.
Fuck that, man. I don't want them to fucking put me in no motherfucking casket. I'm taxidermy me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have me in the ill pose or some shit doing a Heisman Trophy or something. You just
come. Hell yeah.
Look at that shit, you know?
Clone me 5 different poses. Have regular me and then a few different outfits. And I don't want to just be limited to one. Get some lookalikes, some goddamn mannequins in that bitch and paint them and use the good makeup. Hell yeah, I gotta write that down, because if you don't do it, people just, you gotta make sure your plan is right, because if you don't, you letting some grieving motherfuckers that sad plan the whole thing. They need structure.
For some reason, I feel like that's bad luck.
What?
You like planning what the fuck that gonna happen when you die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a weird thing to me. I remember one time my fucking business manager hit me up, like, you gotta write your will. I'm like, nigga, I'm only 30. What? Like, why are we planning for this now? You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, so I never wrote no will. I don't give a fuck. I want some drama when I die. Fight over this money, motherfucker.
I could dig that, too.
I wanted to go easy. I wanted to be some turmoil, you know?
I just wanted to be turmoil. Also, I want my daughter to just go after anybody that started posting unauthorized footage of me. She got anybody that took weird footage of the shit and they try to post it. When I'm sending my daughter after the motherfucker. That's the one instruction she got.
That is the weird thing. Like, when a motherfucker died and people just start putting, like, that was my nigga right there. And you ain't really fuck with him like that and shit like that. That's the one thing I really don't want. You know, I'm a fucking haunt motherfuckers that do that kind of shit, you know? Like, we wasn't boys like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You
kick over their water or some shit. Like, nigga, get up out of here.
Yeah. You got to instruct people. Hey, anybody say some weird shit that don't, and just hack into their account. Send a hacker. Yeah.
So do you have like a song or an album, like an ex ruined for you or something?
That ruined?
Yeah, like, I can't hear that shit no more. Fuck that bitch.
Not ruined, but it just hit differently. Yeah. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That's like white people strip club music and shit, man. That's like the most, that's like, I swear, because I'm, you know, from the hood, you go to hood strip clubs all the time. It's just like, back that ass up and shit like that. But the first time you go to like a white people strip club and the motherfucker here and pour some sugar on me and a bitch shaking ass to that, you're like, oh shit, this shit is getting crazy in here. Yeah. Like, this shit is wild. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that, man. It's like one step from the Spice Channel or some shit, man.
They'll play anything up in there. They'll play Marilyn Manson up in the white strip club.
This is the dope show.
Fuck out of here. Boo! Dope show? Get this shit out of here.
All right. If any of y'all motherfuckers been watching the Danny Brown Show, you know every episode I always have some freestyles on that motherfucker, man. So, anybody from the crowd want a freestyle? Let me hear you bust a freestyle. We got no freestylers in the crowd?
No freestyles in the crowd?
Well, I damn sure ain't doing it, so. Hey, they calling for you.
They calling for me to freestyle?
They calling for you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He like, that nigga got stone face.
Okay. All right. It's actually my beats.
All right.
It's my beats. I was excited to hear somebody, and I almost sent my bullshit beats just to have somebody freestyle weird over them and be confused. Like, I was going to send some shit that was like, and I said, wait, no, this is going on the internet. Let me send my actual shit. Okay. Well, drop that shit.
Which one do you want?
You're supposed to just drop that shit. Yeah. We. Yeah. What? Yeah. I said, bitch, where the whip is at? And she said, shorty butt naked playing a xylophone in the studio. No, hold on. Yeah, hold up. We ain't got no whippets. We in Creek and Cave just to get it. It's Danny Brown Show, 100 episodes. SU Tune, we got the flow. We on 7th Street in Austin, Texas. Buildings, skyscrapers, motherfuckers keep moving in, raising the prices, and they gone. Gotta move out to Round Rock. Motherfuckers just the found block. All right. Yeah. 41 get random back pain. Motherfucker don't know how to. My daughter Mick, she called me Papa. I said, what type of white people shit is this? I got a ha ha. Alright, cut it.
Goddamn. You silly motherfucker, man. Fucking Hannibal, man. Y'all don't know, man. This motherfucker Hannibal, he makes fucking crazy music, man. He always sending me some shit. I remember one time I was in the airport, and this motherfucker sent me a song, and it was called I'm in the Airport.
But I was at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, we definitely got to be living in a simulation or some shit, man. This is getting too out of control, man.
Hey, man, you just got some time to make shit about what you do, you know? It's as simple as that. I got veneers, made a track about veneers.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the feature on that, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
that. Yeah, that was fun, man. We did the video, man. That was fun, man.
Yeah,
fun,
man.
Paul Wall,
Danny Brown. You brought up the level on the track, because on the original, I was rapping like, you got a chip, you got a gap, you got a get. Your smile intact, because I had nobody challenging me on the, and then you sent in your verse. 30K up in my mouth. Now these hoes know what I'm talking about. When you hear the light, they twinkle and glisten. Hell no, bitch, we ain't kissing. All I want from you is a little dick licking. And I was like, shit. Eating on chicken and trying in my room. Teeth fucked up, didn't have no luck. Now I just smile and they want to cuddle up.
God damn it.
Keep
man.
A water pick, cuss brushing ain't enough. I said, I gotta step my shit up. I was like, I can rap way better than I was rapping. Yeah, man, thanks for that, Don. Veneers, that shit goes off crazy live. It's been fun.
How do you just come up with the concepts of some shit sometimes? Because you always got some crazy shit, man. Like, what is it? a spark? Because I know, like, you know, writing jokes and shit, you know, funny shit happens, you're like, oh, that's a bit. But what do you see, like, oh, this is a song. I can write a song about
this. Some of it is from the stand-up. It'll be things, there's little lines from stand-up that I'll be like, okay, this can kind of be a song. Like, Veneers, I had mentioned Veneers in a show once. I said, oh, I got TV teeth, and then kind of threw it away. But I never expanded on it. And so then one day I was kind of just, I was online and I saw somebody else talking about they had hair plugs or something. They were like, look, I actually got hair plugs. And I started thinking about, what do I have that I don't talk about like that? And so I was just like, oh, veneers. Nobody really talk about veneers in a musical way, you know? And so I was like, it's a funny thing. And then veneers kind of apply to a bunch of shit, whatever we use to cover up insecurities or anything. So I just made the veneers track, you know? And then did it at Brews at Thanksgiving. That was 2021.
Yeah.
And that shit went crazy there, man. Just for a song that nobody knew. Y'all was up there hyping. That shit was fun. After that show, I was like, whoa, that was exciting. this shit is crazy, god damn it. And so, yeah, that one is just, you know. Or I just hear a phrase. And then I Lift Weights. We got a different concept. That's right. 1-3 pocket is about I like bowling.
Oh yeah.
And so I just I was freestyling one time and I was like, hit the 1-3 pocket and the shit lately. And so it was like, oh, you know, I played that for somebody and they were like, you need to expand on that. Tony Trim said, just stay on that bowling shit. So I sampled myself from a freestyle and then made 1-3 pocket from there and just like, really, I enjoy bowling, and so it was
is the crazy. You do you? I remember you was in the celebrity bowling tournament.
Yeah,
that shit was on TV. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga Hannibal doing? He's fucking bowling against Chris Paul and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man?
That shit is really fun because it's a different type of bowling when they put the crowd on. You got the crowd over here. The energy over there was wild, man. I wanna, you know, here's one of my weird plans, but I gotta figure out where it fits into my life. You know, since colleges got the NIL thing, right? I didn't play sports in college, so I got 4 years of eligibility. I was thinking about going back to college and then getting on the bowling team and then getting NIL money.
God damn it.
I was kind of looking at which colleges, because I'm about to move back to New York. I'm like, which colleges in New York got a bowling team? And then it was like a lot of them, and I don't want to live in Schenectady or nothing.
Yeah. All right, let's spin the motherfucking wheel.
Spin the wheel!
Sex Kung Fu, they're like she karate?
Sex Kung Fu, I don't know if it's just like, you know, just do some extra shit right before?
I don't know. That's a new term for me. I'm not really versed. That's like some Gen Z shit or something, man. That's, I don't know, man.
Or maybe you just say, you know, hey, we about to fuck. You ready for it? Or you just do bad dubbing. I'm about to ravish you. Just do real, like every motion is really crisp. Come here.
That is crazy though, how kung fu movies was like a big thing when we were growing up, and it's just like not a thing now. Like, what happened where kung fu movies aren't like just like the cool shit to me? I guess you consider like shit like John Wick or something like kung fu movie, but I'm talking about it was like real deal. Like motherfuckers go, like they used to have a movie theater downtown Detroit, and you could go every day for $1. Damn, I'm old. You go for $1, you go see a movie for $1, and it'll just play like old kung fu movies and shit. And that shit used to be lit. Motherfuckers used to be fighting in there and shit too. I guess that's why I stopped. Motherfuckers start watching kung fu movies, they get excited. Like, I want to try that shit out. Hold up, nigga. I'm the crane. Yeah, they did used to be fighting that motherfucker too, man. So maybe that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. They don't have a champion. They just need one person to get behind it and put money behind it. Anything be going with somebody that's interested. That's why marble races are online.
Yeah.
Because it's a couple motherfuckers like, this is what it is.
I didn't even know that shit existed.
We going to make it happen no matter what.
To a few months ago, I just found out about that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah, man. It just take one person. with some money or friends with money to like convince them, like, this is what we doing. Yeah, man. Yeah, we doing that. That's what the hell we doing right now. God damn it. That's what we doing.
It's white people shit, man. It's all right. So yeah, we about to get ready to get up out of here in a minute, man. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming through, man. Thank you, Hannibal.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
For coming through.
Yeah.
But before we leave, we got a real special treat for you guys. We're about to premiere Hannibal's new music video, man.
Yeah, new music video.
I Lift Weights, so.
I Lift Weights.
Can you tell us about how this whole thing came about?
The song I Lift Weights I was watching one of those NFL videos, the mic'd up videos, and it was where they talking shit, and it was a clip from it was one player, Joe Hayden, and he was just like, I Lift Weights! And it was just something about how he said it, it just caught my ear, and I told my engineer, I was like, clip that, we're gonna use it for something. I don't know what. And so then had a session maybe a couple days later, and then we just wanted to do something easy just to get shit going. So it was like, pull that I Lift Weights shit, we'll make something around that. And then just really started producing around it too, and you know, just adding stuff to the song, because I was like, oh, it's gonna be a funny song, but I want the music on it to be so high level and to have changes. And we added in a sample from this one cat, David Trask, and you know, ended up, you know, we had another track that we sampled. We was like, fuck it, we don't want to pay them, so let's get a choir instead. We don't want to get them 20% of the songs just because of that. Let's see if we can beat that. And so just kept on adding stuff, put my homie DJ Williams on guitar, and just brought the song together, man, and wanted to shoot a video. My assistant, when we were shooting some stuff for it, she got me one of these muscle suits. And so I was just shooting stuff, popping up on people in a muscle suit. And then we shot some last year, kind of fell off track with it because I started touring and then started working with a new production team this year to get some more scenes. They added more to the story and created a narrative around it. And now we got a full video, man. I'm hyped about it. About to probably drop it. I mean, it's out now. I don't know how to word this because this is going to be out late.
Yeah, yeah.
And the video's coming out. It's out. it's an exciting video, man. I've been, you know, we still tweaking it right now. It's almost in, it's about probably 93% there, a couple tweaks, but a lot of people worked on the music and a lot of people worked on the visual to help it come together. So I'm hyped to show it to y'all the first, you know, people in you know, outside of my friends to see it right now. It's got a lot of energy. I'm proud of it, so, yeah.
All right, so here we go. We ask you tune.
Our top story this evening is that life is a dream.
Everybody else here threw up, but me.
Maximize.
I want to be serious for a second.
Maximize. Expand. Maximize.
Maximize. People are looking terrible in these streets. Y'all look real weak and flimsy out here.
Track,
I see you at the grocery store struggling with stuff that's...
Press plus.
Sorry, one second.
Big square.
Hold up.
Plus sign. Expand, drag.
Technical difficulty.
Lower right corner, drag to this corner. Plus sign. Green, expand, big square. Drag, expand, plus. Is the file I sent that small or what happened? I knew something was up. Is it my fault? I'm willing to be open to the to that.
It is a small file, and there we go.
Okay.
Your boy Annie's always ready. Let's get it, baby.
Threw up for me.
I want to be serious for a second.
I'll call you back.
And there it was. People are looking terrible in these streets. Y'all look real weak and flimsy out here. I see you at the grocery store struggling with stuff that should not require a struggle. A six-pack of canned Sprite, you should be ashamed of yourself. I saw a man break his wrist on the push side of the door at Taco Bell. I ask you to join me on this journey. We need more weight lifters. Where are our heroes? Our heads are bigger than our chests. Hear me now, people of Los Angeles, metropolitan area, surrounding cities, even you, Downey. Where are our heroes?
It's time.
I live waste. 20 reps a day. I live waste. Do it every day. Double up the. I live waste. 20 sets of 10. Double up the reps. Then I go again. I live waste. It's my damn life. I live waste. Do it every night. Do it every day. Protein shakes. Pre-workout. I don't really play. Every day I live. Every day I live. I'm just addicted. I just do this shit. I lift weights. I stay strong. Creatine shakes. Yeah, that's what I'm on. Creatine life. Lifting all the weights. Double up the weight. Yeah, weight. I lift weights. Yeah, I'm just strong.
It seems that amateur bowler Hannibal Burris has really gotten into weightlifting. He's been running around the streets of Los Angeles hounding people to lift 5-pound weights. I mean, I'm thrilled nonetheless, but it's like, Hannibal? The bowler? Like, why him? You know what I'm saying? Who died and made you Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold Schwarzenegger's still here. Why is his last name nigger?
I live waste. I live waste. I live waste.
Okay, Hannibal, he's looking great. I think he's been lifting weights or something.
Good for him.
You sure? You seem like you didn't mean that at all.
If that's his journey, then blessings be to him.
Blessings be to him.
Just he was always such a cardio guy, so this is a dramatic turn.
You think he's on steroids?
No, no!
No!
Hannibal would never juice. That's all natural.
Okay.
He did used to take a lot of these one-day trips to Mexico.
Well, you know what you gotta do.
I live weights. This how I be. Know who I am. Know what I see. Biceps, triceps, that's just my life. I just lift weights every damn night. I lift weights, I don't sleep. Yeah, I rest, but it's just for me. Well, I rest, but I don't sleep. But I sleep sometimes, but I don't sleep. I lift weights, then I just stop. Then I never stop. Then I'm just stoned, lifting all weights. Then I just get, got these, yeah, that's what I live. I lift weights, you don't lift weights, you should lift weights. I lift weights, not giving advice, but maybe you should. Look at me, look, everything's good. I lift weights, I keep going, lifting all the weights. That's how they going, that's why the flow's so strong. You can hear I lift weights, that's the name of this song. I lift weights, I lift weights.
God, that was SU Tune.
Yeah, man.
I lift weights. Thank you guys so much for coming out. This was so fucking fun, man. Thank you, Hannibal.
Thank you, man. Congrats, 100 episodes. Danny Brown Show. Austin, what up?